This is the number one crypto portfolio.
These are the top 10 altcoins that you need for the remainder of 2024 and beyond.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all of the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing the number one, the perfect crypto portfolio for now and the rest of this crypto bull market cycle.
Look, there are a ton of different altcoins out there. It is really difficult to identify, you know, what has longevity, what's going to be around for, like I said, the rest of 2024, but also if you can put on maybe some patience for once and exercise some patience into 2026, 2027, et cetera. These projects should do very, very well because we've done our due diligence, we've done our research, and we're going to present to you the coins that we hold, the ones that, you know, a lot of these projects you'd be very familiar with. But we think that this is the perfect portfolio to, I don't want to say make you rich, but look,
Make you rich. Yeah, this is obviously, this is not financial advice, but these are the coins that we have been bullish on. We are continually bullish on. These are the coins that we think are going to continue to grow our portfolios going forward. That's why we think it's the number one crypto portfolio that you need to look at. So you will notice before we get into the coins that we're not talking about top 10 coins. We're not talking about top 20 coins or maybe even not even top 30 coins yet. We're talking about coins that are outside of the top 50, top 100. It's going to be a mix of large caps, mid caps, and small caps. But what we're doing is identifying the top 10 projects that we think could move into the top 20, right? I think we've got probably three or four coins here that are around like the 50, 60, 70, 80 rank. And I think these could all be top 10, 20 coins.
For sure.
Then we're going to talk about some small caps that are like way, you know, like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 million market cap that could honestly get to a billion market cap or more. That's where you're going to see the 100X coins. So not only are we going to present you with some 100X small cap bangers on this episode, we're going to show you some coins that are already in the top 100, top 150 that we think could move into the top 10, top 20. So you're going to get the best of all worlds on this episode. This is, if you're going to watch any episode from the start to the finish, it's this one. Also, this happens to be our 300th episode special. So we've been doing this show for 3 years now. 300 episodes have come and gone. If you've been with us from the start, thank you. Congratulations. We couldn't do the show without any of you guys. This is our 300th episode special. It's been a good journey.
Yeah, if you've been hanging around watching for the past 3 years, make sure to give us a like. Then we'll know who are the real OGs who have been around since the get-go. Look, 100%. Not everything has worked out, but there's a lot of projects that have. And if you can nail just one 10X, you could have five others that have gone to complete zero. Mm-hmm. And you'll still be up to a 2X at least.
For sure.
Right? It's very difficult to identify really good projects and have them run as much as we have. Yep. And avoid the projects in our do not buy list and all these other things. Yep. To watch those go to zero and nail those as well. So it's hard to be perfect all the time. But I think in this episode, we've identified a very good list of altcoins.
Yeah, and look, this is not financial advice. We personally hold every single one of these coins. These are going to be some that you've heard us talk about a lot, some that you first talk about a little, but I think these are all absolute bangers. So let's start off with, you know, one of the most established coins in our portfolio, one that we've been on for a long time. We're long-term stakers. We think this is an absolute winner, BitTensor Tau. Like this is, in our opinion, the undisputed king of AI. This is the number one decentralized AI project. Bitcoin to finance is like BitTensor to AI. This is one of our best projects.
Just look at the valuation of OpenAI. You know, sitting at like $90 billion or whatever it is. Look at the valuation of BitTensor and its valuation. It has the same tokenomics. It follows the same principles as Bitcoin. You know, with the halving every X amount of years, it's got 21 million in supply. It's got the miners. This is one of those projects that is contributing to the decentralization of artificial intelligence. We see the dangers associated with centralized entities like OpenAI, and what they're doing and how sketchy they are and how so much of the world is hating on them right now. And for good reason, because they're going behind people's backs. They're doing certain things that are unethical. So we need projects like BitTensor to succeed. There's a lot of really good things coming out of this organization or what network, whatever you will. They're going for true decentralization. They're going from zero subnets to over 1,000 subnets, where each one of these subnets is contributing in some way, some capacity, and sharing their language models and their AI algorithms, all these things. To the point where we have one on there is a Tauschi, subnet 8, I think it is, where they're predicting the price of Bitcoin and the direction of the stock market. Like, this is revolutionary stuff.
Yeah, 100%. So there's a few key elements that make BitTensor, you know, one of our favorite investments. We've been publicly buying BitTensor systems at like 30, 40, 50 bucks. It went all the way up to nearly 800 bucks. Now it's sitting around at time of recording around like 300, 350, something like that. But we think this is a multi-thousand dollar coin, like per tau, 100%. And there's a few reasons why there's catalysts moving forward. So you already mentioned the subnets. Now, as at time of recording, there's 32 subnets. Each subnet in the BitTensor ecosystem is like in its own app. So maybe there's a subnet for voice generation. Maybe there's a subnet for text prompts like ChatGPT. Or maybe there's a subnet predicting financial markets. Each one of these subnets, when it actually goes live, is bringing more people into the BitTensor ecosystem. And when one subnet has an AI-related breakthrough, it's sharing its breakthrough with all the other subnets. So it's creating this snowball effect for the machine learning algorithm, which when the subnet ecosystem expands, which it's about to 64, to 128, to 256, to thousands of subnets. Think about how fast the AI machine learning algorithm for BitTensor can grow when you have 1,000 subnets all doing different things and sharing their learnings with each other. This thing could start to grow exponentially. And that's why I think it's going to start to attract institutional interest. And we've already seen Grayscale, Barry Silbert. These are the guys that were stacking Bitcoin in like the early mid-2000s. They've just dumped all their Bitcoin bags on retail. We can see that if you read between the lines, they're publicly stacking or publicly privately stacking BitTensor. Is Grayscale going to be listing a BitTensor ETF or an AI ETF? That could be a massive catalyst to propel Tau into the thousands.
Yeah, they just released an article recently about the intersection of AI and crypto. I foresee, you know, this happening because you have Foundry, which is the largest Bitcoin miner in the world, is also one of the largest validators on the network. Foundry is owned by the Digital Currency Group. Digital Currency Group owns Grayscale. Grayscale is actively pushing BitTensor. Yep. So
it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, for sure. And we've been, you know, staking our BitTensor, our Tau for a long
time. Dude, I've earned over 100 Tau over the past year just by staking it.
Killer. Amazing.
Other people are like trying to trade and shit. Yeah, fucking just trade it.
Anyway, all right. Let's move on. Number two of our top crypto portfolio. Again, one of our top projects, long and strong hold. I think, you know, you have to start any of these portfolios with massively undervalued projects. And if you're talking about a massively undervalued altcoin with a legit team in a legit sector solving real world problems, it has to be Axe and DAO. AXGT, right? Like this thing, king of DeSci, tiny market cap right now, way under 100 million. I foresee this as a multi-billion dollar massive science disruptor. We call this like the BitTensor of science, right? Solving all of the problems of the centralized medical research and biotech world, it's Axe and DAO. They're making it easier for companies to do medical research. They're rewarding and monetizing people's user data when they're contributing to all these medical research studies. They've gotten, you know, they're going to be an official NVIDIA partner. They've gotten grants from Polygon. They've already bridged to Arbitrum and Base. These guys are making all the right moves, and with potential top-tier centralized exchange listings, maybe Coinbase, I think this is going to be a huge winner.
Axe and DAO is born of a 2014 med tech startup. They already have collaborations and partnerships and inroads to multi-billion dollar health networks. This is a US-based company that has an LLC In America, they're following all the rules and regulations. They have a real team stacked with scientists, different legal experts from the SEC, all these things. They're doing everything accurately. Their tokenomics are fantastic. They are revolutionizing the way the healthcare industry, I think, will move forward forever. They have this thing called A Plus Voice. It's one of their real product that actually exists that people can use. And this is leveraging biometric AI to detect deadly diseases within your body before it actually occurs.
Yep.
What are other altcoins out there even doing? This thing is literally detecting diseases in your fucking body, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible.
Is that legit as it gets?
So it's like, okay, great. It's like, they're detecting these diseases. Who cares? Okay, well, you can be one of those people who provide your data anonymously and receives AXGT tokens, receives Ethereum, receives Bitcoin for your contribution. And you can do this every single day by speaking to these devices. There is a reason why this has become one of the fastest growing tokens in all of crypto, reaching 20,000 holders in a few short months. People see the longevity, and the best investments are those where people hold the token not for financial gain because they see the greater good in what it is doing. And that is why Bitcoin has performed so well from decentralized finance. That's why BitTensor has performed so well for decentralized AI. This is why Axe and DAO will perform so well from a decentralized science perspective.
Yep.
This one ticks all the boxes. This one has solved a major problem in centralized science and centralized healthcare. This is going to be one of the biggest projects, I think, that will ever exist. And I see this entering the top 50.
Yeah, 100%. It's backed by $1 billion. They've got $1 billion institutional money potentially flowing into this project via some interesting partnerships. They just locked their DeSci treasury. They're completing their Certic audit. A lot of these things are ticking all the boxes before they really, I think, go to the next step. I think this is going to be a massive winner. So it has to be in our portfolio. Let's move on to, we talked about institutions. So let's talk about maybe the number one institutional, the number one BlackRock coin, right? Ondo Finance as our number three pick in this portfolio. Larry Fink, BlackRock, these guys are taking over crypto, right? They've been spearheading the Bitcoin ETF. They spearheading the Ethereum ETF. Larry Fink says we want to tokenize everything. Who is one of the only crypto companies that's officially working with Ondo? With officially working with BlackRock to tokenize all these real world assets and bring yield in very specific ways to institutions, it's Ondo Finance.
Yeah, they're already tokenizing US treasuries. You know, this is a place where institutional money is going to flow into. They want to earn yield on their stable coins. They want to earn yield through their DeFi products. Partnerships with BlackRock, partnerships with JP Morgan. These are massive players in the space who are going to make things happen in the tokenization world. This has a backing from Pantera, one of the biggest, you know, venture capitalists in the Web3 world. This has institutional appeal written all over it, and there's a reason why. When you look at the chart, it's been up only since its inception. The TVL is growing daily. I think it's almost up to $1 billion now. BlackRock is sending money. It's like $250,000 every week or so to Ondo.
Yep.
The connections are there. I think once we see the Ethereum ETF approved, I think we're going to see Ondo do quite well. This is one of those institutional coins that have to be on your watch list or in your portfolio.
Yeah. I mean, Ondo is already backed by Founders Fund, Coinbase, and Pantera. They're the leading institution-backed tokenization and yield-generating platform. We already saw that BlackRock has this Biddle thing.
Yeah.
Ondo Finance has already moved $100 million to their tokenized fund for instant settlements in their T-bill token.
Yeah.
So Ondo Finance working with BlackRock, BlackRock taking over crypto. We've been very public in our opinion that institutional money is fueling this bull run. So when you look for, in our opinion, the number one institutional coin, it has to be Ondo Finance. It has to be in our portfolio. Let's move on to kind of maybe one of our smaller cap picks. Let's go to, you know, we just went through top institutional coin. We did, big institutional one working with BlackRock. We did Tau. Let's go to kind of one of the small cap gems. We'll throw this right in the middle here. We've said, both of us have publicly pointed this one out as the most undervalued coin on Solana.
Yeah. Right?
Solana is ripe with meme coins and fun coins and all this kind of stuff. But when you look at the real businesses that are building on Solana that are massively undervalued, at time of recording, the market cap for this coin is like, I don't know, 10, 15 mil. This could legitimately be a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
We're talking about Block Asset. The ticker is Block.
I don't understand how more people have not piled into this yet. Because when you look at the revenue that is generated by, even some really shitty casino platforms out there, they're doing $500,000 of whatever in revenue. This is a platform that I think people are sleeping on because they don't quite understand it yet, because they're doing their block picks. So it's like a free, and this is genius. I like the way they're doing it. So they have block picks. So you make free picks on, you know, can do like the UEFA Euro Cup that's going on right now, a bunch of the UFC fights. You make your free picks. If you get it right, you earn block tokens. You can sell it, and then you're making money for free. Mm-hmm. Then there's going to be block bets coming out, and block bets is going to allow you to start actually using the block tokens to start making bets like you would with Rollbit. This is going to start generating a lot of revenue, and they have this influencer model that is going to attract millions of people to this platform. They have Wayne Rooney, Conor McGregor, Alexander Ovechkin, the UFC, are all going to be pushing people to this platform because they're already all partners of Block from a previous, when they're currently going through like a rebrand, if you will.
Yep.
Everything is now aligned for this platform, and it is going to generate a lot of money. And if you can get a project on Solana that's sitting at like less than 10 million, that's going to be generating millions in revenue. Hey, you do you.
Yeah, so like Block Asset is launching Block Bets. That's their official crypto sportsbook and casino built on Solana. And with their partnerships, I think, like we look at Rollbit, which, you know, grew to a multi-billion dollar valuation at one point. Block Asset and Block Bets is like the new version of that built on Solana. And the absolute game changer is their official partnership with the UFC, right? We're talking about a small cap gem built on Solana that has a working crypto casino and sports book that's now officially backed by and working with one of the largest sporting organizations in the world, and one that not only do they generate a huge amount of revenue and followers, but I feel like UFC and fighting and boxing and crypto seem to be going hand in hand these days. So once people start to realize, wow, UFC, Block Bets, not only are a ton of customers going to come into Block Bets, but the block token could start to see mass adoption as people learn about it. And it's just so undervalued. It had to be on our list.
The same infrastructure as Rollbit and Stake. They also have a product team with over 100 years of experience coming from the same like Web2 platforms that a lot of people might be familiar with, like Bet365 and Caesars Sportsbook. The infrastructure is there. The team is there. The influencers are there. The partnerships are there. And the super low market cap is there.
Yeah, like 100%. We had to have some small cap gems on this list. And I mean, like, think about sports betting. Sports betting is growing so fast. Think about Solana. Solana is the hottest L1 of this bull run. Everything is aligning for Block Asset and the Block token to go on a monster run. We've been talking about this one for several months now. I think it's massively undervalued. Obviously, not financial advice. We hold it in our portfolio. And I think it has to be in your top crypto portfolio.
I couldn't agree more.
All right, let's jump back into maybe one of the larger caps. So we talked about how on this list we have a few coins that are like sitting around the 40, 50, 60, 70 rank that we think could be in the top 20. And when you talk about institutions fueling this bull run, you talk about the Bitcoin ETF narrative, you have to talk about our next pick, which is Core DAO. The ticker is Core.
This is providing the security and decentralization of Bitcoin, but allowing for yield generation. Right now, there is no other platform or project out there that allows for Bitcoin holders to stake their Bitcoin and receive a yield in return without having to wrap Bitcoin, having to bridge, all the security risks that are associated with it. You can now stake your Bitcoin without leaving the Bitcoin network. That is absolutely game-changing because this is a trillion-dollar asset that will eventually turn into a $13 trillion asset. If Core DAO even captures, I don't know, 1% of that, that is a huge amount of capital that can flow into it. And they recently partnered with, Valour through DeFi Technologies to allow for these ETP products, which will allow traditional finance to bridge into crypto quite easily and seamlessly. Mm-hmm. They've already committed to staking $100 million worth of Bitcoin on the network. I think this is going to be a huge floodgate, and Core DAO could be probably one of the best projects to perform because of their association to Bitcoin, where all the capital is currently.
For sure. I don't think you can overstate how important it is that Core DAO has built the first platform, the first protocol to allow for non-custodial Bitcoin staking. That means that all these institutions that have been stacking these massive bags of Bitcoin for all their ETFs, they can actually do something with the Bitcoin. There's nothing that institutions like more than generating passive and real yield on their investments. So not only do they have an asymmetric opportunity, an asymmetric investment with their Bitcoin, they also now have utility and yield generation from their Bitcoin only available via CoreDAO. So they can stake their Bitcoin via CoreDAO, not give up their keys, not give up their access to their Bitcoin, and earn real yield via Core tokens. This is a Trojan horse into crypto, using Bitcoin to get into the CoreDAO ecosystem. You know, we talked about projects like CoreX, which is the official DEX for the Core ecosystem. I think this is going to be one of the biggest winners of the bull run. It fits in with our institutional kind of thesis for where the liquidity is coming from. And it just doesn't seem like a lot of people are talking about CoreDAO yet. I think it's bigger in the Asian markets, like the Chinese, whatever community, it seems like is more onto Core.
Does seem that way.
Doesn't seem like North America and Europe have caught onto CoreDAO yet. We have been in there since the early days. We got in before the massive first pump. It's sitting at a great price right now, in our opinion, not financial advice. But Core has to be part of our perfect portfolio.
This is for every Bitcoin holder. Yep. A chance to earn yield without leaving the Bitcoin network. Look, there's no other place to do it.
Yep.
Once they catch on, once they realize it, a lot of good things will happen for CoreDAO.
100%. All right, let's move on to the next pick, which is kind of like similar to CoreDAO, but maybe for Ethereum, right? So we saw the Bitcoin ETF narrative. We saw how massive that was. We saw what happened to the Bitcoin price. Now, we just saw the approval of the Ethereum ETF, and I think what we're about to see is massive institutional money inflow into Ethereum. And by way of that, a lot of the top projects building on Ethereum are going to see inflows. And specifically, going back to what I just said about what institutions like, institutions like earning yield on their assets. So if we see institutions stacking massive bags of Ethereum, what do they want to do? They want to earn yield on their ETH. And this project, Athena, with the ticker of ENA, is the number one protocol, the number one DeFi, the number one yield-bearing asset generation protocol on Ethereum.
Yeah, this is synthetic dollar protocol on Ethereum. This is one of those projects that has generated a bit of hype. It looks like the smart players are accumulating ENA. And that is for the reason that you can, like you said, earn yield, but also then utilize. So let's say with CoreDAO, you stake your Bitcoin, you receive staked CoreDAO, and then you can use that staked Core throughout the DeFi ecosystem. With the synthetic Ethereum stablecoin that Athena has, you're staking your ETH, but then you're receiving something known as SUSDE. Then you can then use that staked USDE throughout the whole Athena ecosystem, anything within Ethereum. And the APYs are super high. It's like 27 to 40%.
That's huge.
So there's a reason why $3.5 billion in total value has already entered into Athena in like a couple months or something like that?
Yeah, that's huge.
So look, this is backed by Binance, OKX, Arthur Hayes. I was going through the tokenomics. I see that a lot of the tokens are not released to the team until April 2025. So in my opinion, I could see this running for at least, you know, the better part of the next 8 months until that until that token unlock hits.
Yeah, I think, again, like we're going to continue pounding the table on this institutional-backed bull run cycle. I think if you want CoreDAO for Bitcoin, I think you want Athena, you want ENA as your Ethereum institutional-backed play. It's a relatively new token. And what we see in crypto bull runs is that a lot of the best performing assets, the best performing coins, are actually the ones launched during the bull run, right? Because everyone likes the shiny new objects. And a lot of our coins fit that description, right? CoreDAO, relatively new. Athena, relatively new. AxesInDAO, brand new. These are new coins, the shiny new objects that I think people are going to flow the capital into. So Athena has to be on our list.
I also saw that Athena was one of the top money makers in all of crypto, minus the L1s and L2s. But they're pulling in $80 million in revenue since launch, which is ahead of Uniswap, LidoDAO, and Aave. So pretty impressive in a very short period of time, the TVL and the money that they're generating already. Tie this into the Ethereum ETF. I think it could do quite well.
100%. Now, you just mentioned L1s there, so I think that is a good segue into our next pick for our perfect crypto portfolio. And that's a project that, while they built a really impressive platform and technology, they were kind of this ambiguous coin. And when it comes to valuing coins, it helps to be put into a box. So we talk about a project that just completed a massive pivot to go from just the data layer for Web3, and now they're an entire layer one blockchain built for cross-chain and interoperable data. It used to be called Syntropy. It's now Synternet. The token is NOIA.
NOIA, that's right.
Yeah.
Real-time on-chain data from any chain. So that's cross-chain accessibility to all data in real-time. Nobody else is doing this. It's like when you realize that data is necessary for literally every category, AI, DeFi, RWA, you name it. Those who have access to real-time data are going to have a competitive advantage. You're going to get the best rates. You're going to get the most accurate algorithms in real-time for your AI training and your models and all these things. Nobody else is doing this. The NOI token, when the mainnet is launched, I think it's sometime this quarter, it's going to receive so much burn like this because NOI is the gas. So you have to pay in NOI tokens to actually gain access to this data. The publishers of this data are also rewarded in the NOI token as well.
Right.
So it's going hand in hand. The amount of usage that this token should see to gain access to this data or to provide the real-time high-quality data. There's not a lot of tokens that actually have that type of utility other than like a BitTensor, for example, who does the same thing when you share that. Whoever provides the best language learning models receives more TAU.
Yep.
So very similar in nature that way.
100%. So, you know, to break it down very simply, Chainlink as an oracle provides data from off-chain from Web2 to Web3. Centernet now provides that same data off-chain but for all blockchains. So whether you want to use the data on Base or Arbitrum or Solana or whatever, Centernet has now built a layer one specifically for the use of Web3 and on-chain data. And by pivoting from just the data layer to an L1, so the data layer is now their protocol, this is opening up the world for all these Web3 developers to come in and build data-centric crypto apps on the Centernet blockchain. And when Mainnet goes live, and the Centernet token is used for, is gas for data. People have to buy it and use it to obtain data across any chain. I think that's where you're going to see a massive run on Centernet because most of crypto, you know, there's a lot of things going on. They don't even realize that Centernet is a new L1, new L1 for data. And when you look at the valuation, obviously not financial advice, just our opinion, the valuation of the token, it's, I think it's minimal in terms of where it should be when people realize this is one of the most innovative data-based L1s in crypto.
If I'm running a DeFi protocol and I realize that I can get a competitive advantage and maybe, you know, make an extra $100,000 a week or something like that, but it's only going to cost me $10,000 in NOI tokens, you sure as hell better believe I'm going to be spending my money to buy some of this to get the real-time access to this data for the competitive advantage.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people are going to realize that. And that's why Injective is using it. That's why Oasis Network is using it. The top protocols in the industry are already leveraging this on the testnet.
Yeah.
Wait until mainnet, baby. I'm telling you, this thing's going
to
rip.
100%. Has to be in the portfolio. All right, let's move on to kind of what we just talked about before. We're talking about new tokens, right? So Centernet's nice. We want to balance out the portfolio, right? So Centernet's nice because it's been around for a while, very established. What about a brand new token that pretty much just launched that is backed by some serious players that is becoming one of the absolute authorities in the AI and gaming space? That's our next pick, which is Aether. The token is ATH.
Being called the NVIDIA of crypto, and for good reason. They have 20 times the amount of GPU power than Render. They have 30 times more capital committed than Render and Akash combined. This is all about GPUs, and this is what made NVIDIA stock do so well. So the NVIDIA stock is up 120% this year, 800% in the past 2 years, thanks to the AI-driven GPU shortage. People don't have access to these GPUs. It's very hard and complicated, but having access to this for different rendering and different AI models, et cetera, it breaks down the barrier of needing hardware devices. And the fact that this is already being utilized by the largest telecom company in the world, the fact that it's being utilized by the largest cloud gaming company in the world, this speaks volumes about this project and what they're doing and how this is an enterprise-grade GPU platform. They're providing the infrastructure for something that the world needs right now.
Yeah. Like, I think we need to drive home the point. Aether is the only enterprise-grade AI-focused GPU as a service provider on the market. They have over 4,000 NVIDIA H100 AI GPUs secured and already available via the Aether platform. This is the only company in Web3 that's offering these H100s at scale. And they've confirmed securing more than 50,000 more H100s over the next 6 months. Aether is building by far the largest army of these GPUs, and everyone needs these GPUs moving forward, whether you're building a game, a crypto game, an AI app, a crypto AI app. The center of it all is the GPUs, and Aether is they're the king of this, right? And you said they've already got these multi-year contracts with some of the biggest companies, biggest corporations in the world. I think, you know, the hype behind this launch was real. And it's launched at, you know, a decent market cap. I think it's a couple hundred mil right now. But for me, Aether can easily enter into the top 100 in crypto, maybe even the top 50. As you see the AI narrative come back in, as you see gaming, which is an absolute sleeping giant right now. Gaming is so slept on. When you see these, you know, if gaming goes on a bull run, Aether is one of the biggest players. If AI goes in a bull run, Aether is one of the biggest players. It's an infrastructure play for multiple big sectors in crypto. It's got huge names behind it. It's got some of the most impressive stats. You talked about the capital infrastructure, all that stuff. Aether for me is a no-brainer. It's one of these shiny new objects that people are talking about, and I think it has to be in your portfolio.
Yeah, and again, look at the tokenomics, the vesting schedule. Team doesn't get the tokens for 18 months. So yeah. The only people getting the tokens right now are the people operating the nodes, contributing to the decentralization and security of the network. That's it.
Yep.
So this could be a token that does quite well, in my opinion.
100%. All right, let's move on to our next pick, which is in a completely different sector. But this one, again, this is one of these sectors where I can see mass adoption coming in crypto once the apps actually start to launch. And we're talking about DSO. Now, DSO, and I think this pick is kind of like, it's like a two pick. There's DSO and Focus, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking about decentralized social. Decentralized social, I think, is going to be one of those things when people realize they can get paid for the content they create. It goes right along the whole ethos of crypto, which is monetization, rewarding people for what they actually contribute to the ecosystem. And DSO is building Focus. So we saw this massive hype behind Frentech, all these early stage decentralized social apps. But much like the first bull run for gaming, the hype, the actual apps didn't match the hype. People got excited about crypto gaming with like Axie Infinity, but then they realized these games actually suck. Right?
Yeah.
People got excited about decentralized social and the ability to trade creator coins and get paid for posting content until they realized these apps actually suck.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen when you see the launch of Focus, which is the DSO killer app? It's like Twitter, video, or YouTube, TikTok, all in one where you get paid to post. The Focus token is going to launch and it's all backed by DSO. It's all backed by this entire ecosystem. These could be two of the best performing decentralized social assets of crypto.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, when you look at the Focus platform, when you look at DSO and, you know, their cost of storage and how it compares to all the other like Ethereum and Solana and stuff like that, it's super cheap, super fast. DSO is rolling out this this new staking mechanism, or they're rolling out this new proof of stake, and that's going to allow for 20% APY on your DSO. I think a lot of people will be locking it up. I don't think you have to lock it up, but a lot of people will be staking it. And DSO is going to provide for data ownership, and it's going to allow for, you know, we post on TikTok, our videos get taken down for community guidelines. You can't say certain things on YouTube, even, you know, your For You page on Twitter is, you know, it's a certain algorithm. You get to control how your data is used. You get to control and own your data. You get to monetize everything. You get to change what your For You page looks like, so it's stuff that you want to see and not what the centralized entities want you to see for bias and all this information, misinformation. And the fact that you actually get to earn money no matter your following size. So let's say I have 5,000 followers and you have 100,000 and I refer you to the platform, you're going to come on and you're going to make, I don't know, let's say $25,000 for joining the platform because of all the followers you're bringing. I'm also going to receive a referral commission for bringing you to, and I'm going to see a lifetime revenue from all the stuff that you've done because of the referral. So it's going to lead to like this huge network effect, which is perfect for social media.
Yeah.
And it's going to bring a lot of people to the platform and a lot of usage of DSO.
For sure. So like DSO, you know, they're backed by Coinbase, Sequoia, Pantera. They've raised over $200 million that they have still to spend on their ecosystem. The DSO advantage is that they're specifically built for decentralized social, right? It's really the only layer one blockchain specific for decentralized social because it has such low data storage costs and transaction times and all of that. But think about what happened with Frentech. Frentech exploded with over 20,000 daily users and they were making over $1 million in daily fees. Then you look at Focus, which looks way better than Frentech.
That's sick.
They raised over $80 million.
In 3 weeks or something.
In three weeks. Like that is an insane amount of interest. There's big money being raised and backed into this Focus app, which is built by DSO. So here's what I think is going to happen. Focus is going to launch. Millions of people, crypto users, are going to flood into Focus. It's going to become the number one decentralized social app. That's going to cause a bull run for Focus. by network effect, it's going to cause a bull run for DeSo. The whole decentralized social ecosystem will be led by these two names moving forward. That's why I think we want to have DeSo and Focus as part of this perfect portfolio.
Yeah, I think there's only 10 million DeSo, something like 10 million DeSo tokens with all of them in circulation as well. So another one with good tokenomics as well, which 100%. I like.
All right, I think this is now, I think we've done 9. So I think this is into our final pick of our top 10 portfolio. And, you know, it's another name you're going to be familiar with. We had to cover all the hot narratives. We moved from, you know, DeSci to GambleFi to decentralized social to institutions to Bitcoin to Ethereum. But let's end it off with, you know, it's the narrative that's not only taking over crypto, it's taking over the whole world. We had to throw one more AI coin into our top portfolio, and that is Orichain.
Yeah, look, another layer one for AI that there's not many layer ones out there specifically designed for AI. Been around since 2020. They tie into the GPU side of things because they have rented all these GPUs. You know, we look at like Aether, Render, all these things. So there's GPU staking that you can earn revenue from. They also have the Orai BTC. It's a native Bitcoin bridge to bring the best yielding asset out there right now with Bitcoin. A $1 trillion asset can flow into Orai chain. A lot of developments are happening there. They have partnerships with Injective, Ocean, Oasis, Tron, like
huge
partnerships right now. Super low market cap. It's been on a very steady rise. I like Orai chain because I'm also receiving like 18% APY, just staking it, making good money on it. And look, this is one of those ones that provides trustworthy proofs. Look at all the things that are happening with OpenAI right now. You don't know what's happening behind closed doors. You don't know what's happening with the AI that you're going to be utilizing. This one actually gives you a verifiable, trustworthy stamp of, look, this is something that you can use and is safe.
Yeah, I mean, we like to have, as I mentioned, like a mixed bag of different types of coins in this perfect portfolio. OriChain's been around, right?
Yeah.
This has been around for several years. Again, this is a real team, fully doxed team, building a real platform, building one of the most innovative and top AI layer ones in all of crypto. It's an AI native oracle. They're allowing for all kinds of dApps and DeFi utilization via AI. That's, you know, through their partnerships with Injective, Oasis, the Cosmos ecosystem. They keep making improvements to things like the O-Wallet, which is the best wallet to use. That's where we stake our Orai tokens. You know, we talked about how they've bridged, they're fully EVM compatible now. So any app that's on any sort of Ethereum blockchain can easily port and build into Orai chain. We talked about the Orai BTC, you know, Bitcoin ETFs. This is a huge narrative. Now people can start to bridge their Bitcoin into the Orai ecosystem. They've improved their transaction times. They've got this GPU staking thing going. And again, I think it just can't be overstated how important AI is for the world. And the AI narrative is going to come back in a big way. So you want to have a couple of AI-specific coins in your portfolio. For us, you know, as we mentioned, our first pick of the portfolio is BitTensor. And our last pick, we're starting it off and we're rounding it out with our top two AI coins, which is BitTensor. And our last pick is Orai chain. I think it's tremendously undervalued. Obviously not financial advice, but I love everything that these guys do. They're just as legit as it gets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a real team. They have a shit ton of developers. I think like one of the most active developer accounts out there. When it comes to the AI space, or if not all projects, really. A lot of interoperability expansions, XRP Ledger, Solana. They have a huge ecosystem fund available for anybody who's developing and building within it. Ticks a lot of boxes. It's a strong project that has demonstrated that they're here for the long haul, and they're generating, it's one of those projects that generates revenue.
Yep.
You know, so a lot of really, really interesting things coming out of the Orai chain camp.
100%. So, hey, look, if you've been around with us for all 300 of these episodes, thank you for watching. We really appreciate our entire community, everyone who watches the episode. Thank you very much. We're looking forward to recording another 300 episodes, another 300, another 1,000 episodes. So stick around. And hey, look, if there's any coins that we missed today on our top 10 perfect crypto list that you think we need to include in the next one or in our next update, let us know in the comments. You know, we're always looking for the next crypto gem.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys tune in to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.